This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Stephen Gould is a senior special assistant to Governor Kaine and a graduate of the Sorensen Institute for Political Leadership at the University of Virginia. He joins us on the long line from his office in downtown Richmond. Hey, Stephen.
Hey, Coy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Doing fine, thanks.
We have a lot to talk about. Let's get right to it. One of your charges down there in the governor's office is to oversee something called the Governor's Fellows Program.
Right.
Educate us a little bit about what this program is and how I'm sure there's some folks interested, some young folks out there who might want to take advantage of this.
Sure, sure. Well, the Fellows Program is something that's very near and dear to my heart. It's actually the reason that I've been in the governor's office for the last 4.5 years. It is an opportunity for graduating college seniors and current graduate students to apply, and if they're accepted, work really at the highest levels of state government for about 2 months during the summer. Our fellows work in the governor's office, in the offices of the governor's cabinet secretary. Cabinet secretaries really throughout the executive branch, and get a chance to work on some really substantive projects. For some folks, it's one project for the duration of the summer. Others are working on a handful of projects over the 8 weeks that they're here. But it's the way I like to describe it is as a great way to really kind of peek behind the curtain and see how state government and the executive branch in particular, how they work, get to know the people who are making the decisions, what it is that's driving their thoughts, how they got here, and what they're interested in doing over the next few years.
Stephen Gould is our guest with the office of Governor Kaine. Now, Stephen, be honest. You're not sending these kids out for donuts or down to the tobacco company to pick up a steak, or they're not going to get coffee. They're really doing some serious work.
Oh, definitely. I think I can speak for most people around here in saying that with our interns, we really just try to make them regular members of the office. There's certainly a learning curve for some folks, but really we throw everybody into the fire and want them to hit the ground running. You've got folks who are, you know, their second or third day in the office. They're sitting in meetings with the governor. They're writing briefing papers for cabinet secretaries. So I think it's a pretty worthwhile experience.
Stephen, let's talk about the nuts and the bolts. Who's eligible? How do you apply? The time frame? All of that.
Sure. Graduating seniors and current graduate students are all eligible.
And you graduating seniors of college or university, right?
Right. Exactly. And we ask that everyone either be a Virginia resident, so you can be attending school out of state as long as you're from Virginia and have connections here, or if you are or anyone attending a Virginia college or university is eligible to apply. The program runs from the first Monday in June through the last Friday in July, so it's about 8 weeks.
And the application process involves how long do they have to stand on their head? How many days?
30 seconds. we have applications up on our website. The address is, or for the governor's website, is just www.governor.virginia.gov. You click on Serving Virginia and then on the Governor's Fellows Program, and you can find out all about us. We've got a couple of applications to download it. Doesn't take too long at all to fill out the application. We ask for some basic information for folks to give us a couple of short answers and then to actually write a 500-word essay encouraging the governor to either sign or veto a piece of legislation before the current General Assembly.
Cool.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Definitely.
Stephen Gould is our guest. He's a senior special assistant to Governor Kaine on policy issues. And Stephen, how many folks are usually accepted each summer for this Governor's Fellows Program?
Well, last year, Coy, we thought we would take about 12 to 15. It ended up being 22. We had an incredibly strong applicant pool, and we're in the nice position of having just some tremendous folks wanting to work with us. So we usually shoot for, I'd say, between 15 and 20.
Now, does the class stay in your living room, or do you provide housing? How does it work?
Sure. really, it's kind of a mix of things. We usually have a number of students who, or a number of fellows who are from the Richmond area or who have friends or family in the area, and they're usually taken care of with their living arrangements. When I was a governor's fellow in 2002, we didn't have any arrangements set up, unfortunately, and a couple of guys and I lucked into a two-month lease at a downtown apartment, and I didn't know two-month leases existed. Ever since then, we've had a relationship with VCU, and VCU's medical campus is just really a stone's throw from Capitol Square. It's about five blocks, and fellows can rent a room up there for a very reasonable price for the length of the program.
Stephen Gould is Senior Special Assistant to Governor Kane, and he oversees the Governor's Fellows Program, which is open to seniors and graduating seniors of Virginia College or University and current graduate students in the Commonwealth who would like some experience at the very upper level of government in the executive branch in Richmond this summer, right?
Yes, that's right. June and July.
Now, Stephen, we also want to congratulate you. You are soon to be, and folks may not know this, you are soon to be a Charlottesvillian.
I am.
Having recently been accepted to the University of Virginia Law School.
Yes. It's one step toward redeeming myself for going to undergrad at UNC.
folks should know. Now, where are you from now? Tell folks you're from.
Sure. I grew up in Danville, so in Virginia, but on the North Carolina state line. I grew up a North Carolina basketball fan, but a Virginia football fan.
And Danville, of course, is south. They don't say south side anymore. Are we supposed to say southern Virginia now?
Well, I think some people want us to say southern Virginia, but for my friends and I think it'll always be south side.
Stephen is a special assistant to Governor Kane. Stephen, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks, Coy.
Take care. That's the Governor's Fellows Program. It's available online at www.governor.virginia.gov and click on Serving Virginia. If you know a graduating senior of a Virginia college or university or a graduate student who would like some experience in the upper levels of the executive branch in Richmond, it's a fantastic opportunity to get involved over the summer, and incredible networking, too, we should say that.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.